Washington loves a good news leak. Just turn on any of the Sunday morning public affairs programs these days. They're focused on the leak of Bush administration domestic eavesdropping or the Valerie Plame Wilson affair. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been thinking about leaks and their history in the nation's capital.
All leakdom can be said to be divided into two parts, the top-level leak serving some administration purpose and the unauthorized, secretive whistleblowing leak that tends to defeat the administration's purpose. President Reagan once complained of being up to my keister in leaks, deeply resented because of the suggestion of some other loyalty than to him. The current prime example is a New York Times story about government eavesdropping without a warrant. The Times' only attribution for a story that has plunged the administration into something of a crisis was, according to government officials, the president has ordered an investigation to discover the leaker. As far as known, no whistleblower leak investigation has ever led to successful prosecution. Perhaps the unauthorized leaker of the century was the FBI's Mark Felt, also known as Deep Throat. President Nixon in time came to suspect Felt, but feared to take action against him, he told his subordinates, lest Felt make revelations even more damaging to him. Deeply resentful of unauthorized and especially anonymous leaks, the White House nevertheless likes leaks it can control. One of these that went awry and is now the subject of a 2-year special investigation was the unveiling of the covert CIA identity of Valerie Plame, whose husband had cast doubt on the existence of an Iraqi nuclear program. If a leak can be said to have boomeranged, this one did. Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, has been indicted for perjury, and the investigation is still in progress. Libby has now testified that his superiors instructed him to leak information from a secret intelligence report about supposed Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Leaks can be a dangerous game, but that is not likely to discourage him, from the top or from deep inside the government. This is Daniel Shore.